Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Keystone Retail Limited Q2 FY24 conference call, hosted by Axis Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Samar Sarda from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Jacob, and good evening, everybody. As always, we have the senior management from Rustomjee Group for this conference call, led by Mr. Bommen Irani, the Chairman and Managing Director, Executive Directors Percy Chaudhary and Chandresh Mehta, and Sajal Gupta, the Group Chief Financial Officer. I hand over the call to the management for the initial comments.
Do I take over now?
Yes, please, Bommen.
Thank you. Thank you, Samar. So good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. I hope you can all hear me clearly. I am Bommen Irani, Chairman and Managing Director of Keystone Realtors Limited, and I express my heartfelt gratitude to everyone joining us on this call today. One of the major highlights of this quarter are the project completions achieved. I'm pleased to share that during this quarter, we successfully completed five RERA projects measuring 3.1 million sq ft of construction area. This is the highest-ever quarterly completion achieved by the company. I'm also happy to state that we accomplished the first milestone recording of zero fatal accidents. I must express my sincere appreciation to all the contractors and project teams involved in the construction of our buildings. With improvements in infrastructure, connectivity, decongestion, and a sustainable growth across the micro markets, MMR's preferred positioning for real estate investments has improved and is expected to improve further given the government's constant push for infrastructure development. Rustomjee has successfully executed several projects over our 27 years of existence, and we are well-equipped to capitalize on the opportunities within the space of redevelopment and development and contribute significantly to the transformation and growth of the city. In this quarter, we have added a project in a record span of 102 days from the date of first offer in the redevelopment space, having a GDV of approximately 1,150 crores in the promising micro market of Bandra, Mumbai, demonstrating our continued focus towards redevelopment, realizing the pivotal role it can play in the growth of MMR residential market. As already informed to all our investors earlier, redevelopment forms a major part of the development of the city of Mumbai itself. With this, in H1 financial year 2024, we have added a total number of four projects, having total saleable area of 1.27 million sq ft and a GDV of 3,644 crores approx. A total of 388 existing members will be rehoused in these projects that we have undertaken. Further, the company has recorded a pre-sales of 306 crores for the quarter and 807 crores for H1 FY24, showing a growth of 16% year-on-year on the half-yearly basis. Collections are robust at 585 crores in the Q2 FY24 and 1,080 crores for H1 financial year 2024, a growth of 45% year-on-year on half-yearly basis. During the current quarter and Q3, we're thrilled to share that we have successfully launched two wings of our Thane project with a combined GDV of approx 1,348 crores. The response from the market has been nothing short of extraordinary for a project of this type, with more than 50 units sold within the first 10 days of the launch itself. Additionally, the positive momentum continues as the wings of La Vie A, which was introduced in the last quarter, has achieved remarkable sales with around one-third of its total inventory snapped up by eager buyers. These achievements are a testament to the strength of our brand and the unwavering trust our customers place in our product quality and the domestic market, not only the domestic market but also the NRI segment, which has shown significant revenue growth for these projects. Given the strong collections, the company has generated an operating cash flow of 149 crores in Q2 FY24 as compared to 63 crores in Q2 FY23, resulting in a growth of 136% year-on-year. OCF for H1 FY24 is 260 crores as compared to 171 crores the same period last year, showing a growth of 52% year-on-year and half-yearly basis. We have almost doubled our investment on new projects to rupees 84 crores in H1 FY24 from the rupees 48.7 crores in the same half-year last year. On the sales and marketing front, we have achieved a remarkable 54% reduction in the cost per visit and a significant 40% in the cost per closure. This adds tremendously to the bottom line. Construction spends during the quarter are very healthy, and we intend to maintain a strong emphasis on construction, leading to timely completion moving forward. Moving to the consolidated key financial numbers, the revenue for Q2 FY24 stands at 618 crores as compared to 272 crores in Q1 FY24 and rupees 46.2 crores in Q2 FY23. During this quarter, two of our legacy projects got completed with almost nil margins. As explained on various previous calls, there were projects that we have undertaken a long time back and we are just completing those. Given the revenue recognition based on the project completion method, margins for this quarter had a one-off impact due to these projects. The EBITDA and PAT for Q2 FY24 stood at 1 crore and 4 crores respectively. After removing the effect of the two legacy projects, the EBITDA and PAT will be rupees 22 crores and rupees 20 crores respectively. Our liquidity position continues to be strong with cash and cash equivalent of 483 crores as on the 30th of September 2023. And that makes our net debt continue to be at nil. As part of our commitment to the environmental, social, and governance practices, we have made significant strides in enhancing our sustainability initiatives. We have initiated KPIs for each function, department related to the ESG, based on the material issues. Some of our HR and IT related policies, such as grievance management for employees and information security, were cascaded across the organization. We have also commenced collection of data for all new and upcoming projects, starting from and including demolition, excavation, and the piling stages. Furthermore, we are in the process of identifying the best possible software for collection and calculation of ESG data from all the sites for internal and external comparison and improvements, and to have a common dashboard amongst our sites. Lastly, we have initiated collation of data on purchased goods and items to calculate our Scope 3 emissions in this category, in addition to the contractor-related fuel consumption for upstream activities, again for Scope 3. We have during the quarter strengthened our leadership team and welcome highly experienced individuals to key function heads, including IT, operations, and legal heads. The strategic enhancement not only reflects our commitment to growth, but also prepares us to navigate the dynamic landscape of the real estate industry with greater agility and efficiency. To conclude, we are well positioned to capture the synergies and presented in this uptrend of the real estate market with our strong operational performance and experienced team, a focused approach. We are confident to deliver significant value to our stakeholders while emerging as the most recognized real estate developer in this space. I once again thank you for your unwavering support and trust in Keystone Realtors Limited. With this, we can now open the floor for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Ritwik Seth from OneUp Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, sir, how is the launch schedule looking like in second half of the financial year, if you can throw some light on that?
Hi, Ritwik. Thank you for that question. As we had announced in the start of the year, we would be launching at least one or two projects every quarter. What we've done in the last quarter, in this quarter, was we've launched two projects in our Thane development of a GDV of approximately 1348 crores. We similarly have projects lined up for the next quarters as well. We will stay in line with our announcements of having at least one or two projects also every quarter this year.
Okay. So we are on track to launch about 4,000 crores of projects in this financial year.
That is correct, Ritvik.
Okay. And sir, second question is on, the upcoming pipeline. We've mentioned in one of the slides that we have about 38,000 crores of GDV. At an advanced stage, what percentage of this is at an advanced stage? If you can throw some light on that, which we can expect to be launched in, say, FY 2025-26.
Excellent question, Ritvik. I will have Sajal take that.
So, Ritvik, thank you. As stated in the previous calls, we have three township projects. One is Thane, another one is Virar, and the third one now we have signed up for the Dombivli. These three projects we are launching in phases. The longest of that is a Thane, which is about 9 years or so, which includes about 70 lakh square feet on the residential side and another 45 lakh square feet on the commercial side. Barring these three township projects, the rest of our projects we will be launching over the next 2 to 3 years. So we will go in line with what we told, that 1 to 2 project every quarter, minimum one project every quarter, that is the rate at which we will be launching. So as I said, that all the rest of our projects, they will all be launched over the this year plus next couple of years.
Okay. And would it be possible to share the GDV of the township and the non-township project? That would be helpful.
We should be able to. So out of this 38,000 crores, roughly about 14,000-15,000 is the non-townships, rest of the township.
Okay. So the township projects could be like a sustenance sales going forward over the next, say, 5 years.
Sustenance, yeah, true. So that will be about, from the township projects, we expect over a period of time to clock the pre-sales of about 800 to 1,000 crores every year. That's like this year also, we are expecting our 700-800 crores over sales to come from our township projects.
Okay. This is helpful. Thank you. And all the best wishes for the festive season to the entire team.
Very terrific.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Samar Sarda from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Did we get the other questions? I just wanted clarity on three things. The first one is Bombay had an issue with respect to the Supreme Court chipping in and creating a lot of issues on the utilization of RG and ground. A lot of projects for different developers have been delayed. Bandstand was a very big proposition, which probably got a little impacted by that. If you could give some clarity on when do we launch that project, whether this fiscal or next fiscal.
Thank you, Samar. Yes, the RG on ground did become an issue for projects that were halfway through the approval process as well. And towards that, yes, Bandstand had suffered an entire change in plans because, as you can understand, we had taken the entire RG on the podium where it would be a lot better utilized by the residents of the building. And we had to make major changes, and these changes go all the way to the RCC as well as the design, as well as how the projects are exhibited. And projects of this value are generally, we prefer at RustomD to exhibit them only once they are down to the 99% detail. We should be in a position to launch this project within this fiscal itself.
Great. And from a launch pipeline perspective, you mentioned it, you are targeting one or two launches every quarter. other than the new phases of existing projects, since we are adding a lot of projects, any more detail or clarity with respect to like which projects would get added up or launched, say probably in the fourth quarter or the first quarter of next fiscal year, say for instance like say a Mahim or a Sivri, or like more clarity on that please.
So Samar, thanks for that as well. As we had announced that, you know, we'll be launching one or two projects every quarter. In the next quarter, we've got Mahim planned for a launch. And we also have Dombivli planned for a launch. At the same point of time, we are also looking at taking advantage of the fact that we are nearly closing all approvals on our Kernagar second building out there, which we should be able to launch also in the forthcoming quarter. So we might actually have a bumper in the coming quarter, but at least two projects out of the three that I have mentioned should be in a launch phase.
A couple of more from my end. So like we've added decent amount of projects post the IPO in the last three quarters. Is it safe to say that our launch pipeline will only like exponentially go up next year? We've never kept a land bank in the past and most of these are redevelopment projects. So one, like probably the launch pipeline number of projects per quarter might increase. One, and a related question to that is, any like things which we are doing to reduce the timelines from an MOU to a DA to a launch? Like you said, you tied up a project in 102 days in this quarter. So any more clarity would help because that will significantly increase the sales for the next 2 years.
Definitely, Samar. And that's another good thing that, you know, we've always been mentioning that at Keystone Realtors, we've been working on the turnaround time of a project. And we normally would want to keep moving it towards a more efficient model. And over here, I'd like to state that the 102 days in terms of turnaround time from the first offer has been something which is very, very good considering the project is an 1150 crore project in Bandra. We are constantly working on the metrics, on these metrics, and we are constantly easing the path of how the process can be taken through at a quicker pace. Not only that, after the project is signed also, we look at quickly vacating the project depending on the level of approvals that are required. If there's a CRZ, that adds some more time. If there is not, then it is mostly environment clearances because the projects generally go in the 20,000 meter plus category. And after the environment clearances, we usually apply for the CCs, at which point of time of the vacating of the projects, after which we apply for the CC and then we kind of have the launch. We will come back to you with the exact metrics, but there are totally different markets depending on the size of the number of residents. If the residents are very many, then we try to do the project in phases. And if the residents are, let's say, in the number of 50 to 75, it is easier to do in one single phase and vacate all of them and start the construction. And we keep adding, or we keep working towards adding 1.5 times of the area that we have completed in a particular micro market as the new stock for that micro market, so that we continuously are in a position to take advantage of the fact that, you know, of the completed projects, which gives us a great amount of visibility in one particular area. At the same point of time, Dombivli is a new area that we've entered into. Mahim is a new area that we've entered into. And both these happen to be very promising markets. And even as we are in the process of launching, we are also in the process of tying up another project in Mahim, which I don't know if I can say, but yeah, we're negotiating projects in Mahim area. At the same point of time, we are also adding to you know, the land bank in areas where we think that there is a promise. I mean, not land bank, but development potential in areas where we believe there's a promise, like Dombivli itself.
Great. And
if I may add just one small point, Samar, to what has been spoken about. This year in the first half, we have added about 1.28 million square feet of a saleable area, which is equivalent to what we added in the whole of last year, 1.27 million square feet. Overall GDV which has been added is 3,644 crores, which is again higher than the 3,450 that we added in the last year. So as we said, that we are rapidly adding the projects and that should start seeing the much bigger launches, much bigger value of the launches in the quarters to come.
Great, thanks. And Sajal, just one question for you. You did roughly 4.6 billion rupees of OCF post interest last year. This year, again, you're already at 2.6. Any number you're targeting for this year which you can like highlight or guide from an OCF perspective?
So OCF, we expect more or less in line with the last year. As we said, that there are a lot many new projects which are coming up. Every quarter, we have a target to launch one or two projects. So they are all in the initial phases. Having said that, we still expect ourselves to be very close to the OCF that we have generated in the last year.
Chalo, great. All the best for that. And I'll let the queue take on the next questions. Jacob?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Lodhia from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My first question is, did I hear it right that we are going to launch all the projects in the portfolio in next 3 to 4 years? First thing that. Second thing is, we guided for roughly 25% CAGR pre-sales growth, which would take another 10 years to say, exhaust whatever portfolio right now we are having. So the point I am trying to ask is, if we are launching three or four years or say 5 years, right, and we are taking 10 years grossly with the CAGR of 25%, so doesn't it contradict with the, our understanding of the strong brand and all that things? Or how should we see that 5 years of launch and 10 years of sales total?
So I think we clarified in the previous question. Say our total portfolio can be divided into two parts, townships and non-township. Townships are roughly about 22,000 to 23,000 of the total. Total GDV of the forthcoming project, and the non-townships are 16,000. So townships are launched in the phases. So to do basically that 25% year and then divided by the total GDV that we have to launch may not be leaving it to the right conclusions, because the rest of our stock that we have, we will continue to churn every year. It's like as can be seen in the last year, this year, and the new launches that we are having. So that's the stoke. We will keep adding a new project. We will keep completing a new projects. And, of course, at the much higher rate than that we have been doing. We have, of course, given a guidance of 25% year on year, and that's what we maintain.
No, I'm just trying to understand whether that 25% is a little conservative or not. This is that topic, nothing else. Thank you.
Yeah, can you repeat the question? I'm so sorry.
I'm saying, sir, that that 25% CAGR growth seems to be little, conservative, considering the fact that we are going to launch everything in next 3-4 years. Nothing else. Thank you.
So we have given a guidance for the current year. As we said, that every quarter we are coming and talking to you. We will continue to give you as to how the subsequent years look like. So as far as the current year is concerned, we have given a guidance of 25%.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Agarwal from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, if you can talk a little bit about the pricing behavior in Mumbai markets and your projects. So some markets like, NCR are seeing a very different kind of pricing behavior. If you could, throw some light on how Mumbai markets are faring and across your projects, when you launch subsequent phases, what kind of increases you've been able to take. So that's my first question.
Mohit, thank you for that question. But truly, I don't think developers should look at increasing prices to be a metric at all. We at KRL would prefer a higher velocity in sales, and that is what we try to keep working towards. After all, homes have got to be made available and affordable to all the people that are looking for in that particular category. Having said that, I can tell you Mumbai can be defined into 8 or 9 different segments. I mean, I'm not even talking about MMR area, but everything from other than affordable between mid and mass, that is 1 to 3 crores, aspirational 3 to 7 crores, premium and super premium. You can define certain locations. And I used to give the example of mid mass being between Borivali and maybe Jogeshwari, or Daisar and Jogeshwari on the western suburbs, and then maybe Mulund and coming all the way up to Bhandup, or even a little further than that, Vidya Vihar on the eastern suburbs. Again, then you had aspirational, which used to go from Andheri west and coming all the way up to Bandra east out here, and similarly on the other side, Sion, Chembur being in that market, and of course premium and super premium having their pockets of sales in all of these markets. We've seen in the past few quarters that there is a great amount of affinity for people to buy in the blue and the green views. That is to say that, you know, anywhere that's a sea view is really lapped up or is really liked by the buyer, because I guess that is what Mumbai is known for. And then even locations around very large green spaces like golf courses or large garden areas are becoming preferred for buyers as well. At the same point of time, if there is a layout, that is a gated community, that does command a premium over standalone buildings. And that's how, we keep working towards even gated communities that would be in the vicinity or would overlook either the ocean or a very large garden. And we've seen that the prices are generally 5 to 10% or more firmer, depending on where that location is versus other buildings in the same location as well.
Yeah, I agree. I was just trying to look at, on a like-to-like basis, let's say on a year-on-year basis, have you been able to take price increases which are well above your inflation, your cost of construction and other things? So if you could, is it possible to quantify, let's say, for a Thane project, let's say last year and now, between the launches on a like-to-like basis, what kind of increases you could have taken?
So Thane saw an increase in the cost of inputs. That is to say, certain premiums did go up in Thane, and that is why the prices rose up. But I don't think it was more than 7 or 8%, to be precise, on a year-on-year basis that we've taken the rates up. Thane, as you are aware, is a very large township that we have, and we have millions of square feet to go out there. So we try to keep working on building our customer base and adding more velocity to the sales. But yes, whatever cost increases take place, we are able to pass them on. And whatever efficiency we are able to create, like I mentioned, cost of walk-ins and cost per transactions have been brought down on the marketing side. Likewise, we've done a lot of work even to bring down cost of constructions where it was possible on the construction side. And both these have worked in adding to our bottom line.
Okay, perfect. My second question is on the cash flows. You just mentioned that the OCF will be flat on a year-on-year basis. How do you see the net debt numbers? So currently, we are having 40 to 50% operating cash flow margins. A lot of it is flowing down to, reduce our net cash. How do you see that in second half? And where do you think the net debt will be at the end of the year?
So our guidance has been net debt of 1:1. Of course, we are currently running negative or nil net debt. Gross debt is about 0.2:1. But with the launch pipeline, with the new projects coming up, taking a loans on the construction finance for that, the existing projects, as a whole, we should be staying within what we have stated of 1:1, which means that our debt is not going to be more than one time of the total equity base.
And is that the target till end of fiscal 24, or is that like a like a sustained basis target? Like how do I read into it? Like that would mean a huge increase in net debt.
Yeah. So for the FY24, hopefully we'll be better than that. Maybe 0.7, okay. 0.8, 0.9 kind of a thing. We should be okay. Better than that. This I'm talking of a little longer period of, let us say, this year plus next year.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot. All the best and wish you all a happy Diwali.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shreyansh Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this. Questions from my side. One, sir, a lot of developers are entering the redevelopment market in Mumbai. So how do you see the bidding intensity, the competitive intensity? And second is primarily, you know, pertaining to, we are largely present in MMR. So any other micro market which you are targeting and outside MMR, any other areas?
Let me take your second question first. The very fact that there are so many developers from across the country entering our micro market clearly shows the strength, the, you know, depth and the width of this market itself, right? We think that we should continue maintaining our prime position in this market and increasing our strength out here. So as of right now, we're keeping ourselves restricted to the micro market of the MMR. And when I say MMR, all the areas that are immediately in and around Mumbai and those slightly extended areas. Mm-hmm. And that are being qualified. I think I had mentioned on an earlier call that wherever infrastructure goes, Rustamji will continue, or KRL will continue to have a line of sight and keep looking at development opportunities. And I'm not sure if I had mentioned earlier, but we are in talks with you know, landowners to do JVs and JDs in areas where, let's say, the bullet train extends, or the Bombay Baroda Highway extends, or the MTHL goes across. Because we believe these are areas that will garner a great amount of future cash flow, at the same point of time make ourselves as a you know, first mover advantage in these locations with as a branded developer. With regards to your first question, and very interesting, you know, there are a whole slew of developers who are getting into the redevelopment business. I'm happy for that, actually. It allows the good developers to come into a space which was earlier occupied by people who thought this business was pretty easy and got in from other businesses, and without knowing the entire you know, route map, just gotten on what they call a belief that things would be rosy. But at least this time around, thanks to RERA, thanks to the you know, certain brands understanding the value of having financial closures, we will be able to see a lot many more better developments taking place. And again, you can say this in many ways, but we firmly believe that where the market grows, or where the market goes, the market grows. And I'm happy for the fact that certain locations are being looked at by good developers. Having said that, not all is kosher, and I'm sure certain members who are getting into the redevelopment space are offering much more than is primely possible. Either we will learn from them as to what really happened, but we are absolutely okay because we are maintaining our growth targets. At the same point of time, are being present in a lot of redevelopment bids that allows us to constantly monitor what the market is offering at that point of time, and then we are able to price our projects or products that are there in the same micro markets accordingly. So it's a great time to be in the redevelopment space. We will be very happy with more and more right developers coming into this business. And yes, as always, there will be some amount of fallout at the end, but these, we've seen that the market somehow manages to absorb in the long run. So overall, it's going to be a good you know, learning curve for most of the developers getting in. At the same point of time, we'll also be able to pick up on some of the lessons going forward.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for final comments.
So thank you very much. On behalf of the management at KRL and Rustamji, I thank you for joining us today. In case there are any further queries, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team. We're always available to answer all questions. We request you to continue having faith in the company and continue to grow with us as we do. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.